3-2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Wiedersehen. The Federal Court has ordered Energy Australia to pay $14 million in penalties for making false, misleading and deceptive statements about electricity prices. The electricity provider admitted to breaching the Australian Consumer Law and the Code in its communications sent to hundreds of thousands of customers between June and September in 2022. It breached the Code by failing to state the lowest possible price and misrepresented the estimated annual price of its electricity offer for an average customer. Foreign Minister Penny Wong has issued a desperate plea for Australians in Lebanon to get out now while they can. Israel's military is preparing for a ground invasion into southern Lebanon. Alison Petrosky reports.
Lebanon has been under attack for the third straight day. The Israeli military says it successfully hit 280 Hezbollah targets in the last 24 hours, including weapons facilities, and it claims it's hit 2,000 targets so far during this three-day bombardment. Now, today's strikes came after Hezbollah launched a ballistic missile towards Tel Aviv, the first rocket of this size to be sent so deep into Israel, and it was successfully intercepted. The response from Israel was swift. 6,000 more troops deployed along the Lebanon border. The Israeli army chief told them to prepare yourselves. You will enter enemy territory. Hundreds of troops from the US and from the UK are now being sent to Cyprus to prepare for civilian evacuations. At least 15,000 Australians are estimated to still be in Lebanon, the federal government urging them to leave.
Sydney businessman John Ibrahim has been revealed as the target of an alleged assassination attempt in the eastern suburbs 2 months ago after a gag order was lifted. A court has been told two men broke into Mr. Ibrahim's Clifftop mansion in Bellevue Hill in late July, allegedly to kill him. The pair, aged 20 and 24, have been charged with offences including possessing a loaded firearm in a public place and conspiracy to murder. Thousands more women will soon have easier access to the contraceptive pill. From Saturday, pharmacists who have completed required training can provide consultations and sell the contraceptive pill without a prescription. It follows a 12-month trial. Premier Chris Minns says at a time when seeing a GP can be difficult, he hopes it will make it a little easier for women to access affordable healthcare.
We have to think of new and innovative ways to ensure that women have access to fundamental healthcare in New South Wales. We're doing that with pharmacies across New South Wales, and as you can see by the results of the trials, it's working. And if a program is working, it should be extended and made permanent.
Some Labor and Coalition MPs are throwing their support behind changes to negative gearing. Zach De Silva reports from Canberra.
The Prime Minister has come under pressure to explain his stance on property tax concessions, with Treasury examining potential changes to negative gearing. Now a handful of Labor MPs believe an overhaul should be considered, arguing it could make the housing market fairer. Anthony Albanese is still leaving the door open to changes, but insists it's not his priority right now.
We have no plans to change negative gearing.
Some coalition MPs are also calling for a conversation about the policy, but opposition leader Peter Dutton says the current settings are working well.
Our policy is no change. We give that absolute guarantee.
The Greens are calling for reform as well, saying negative gearing should be scrapped altogether.
Australian shoppers are being encouraged to shop around for the cheapest groceries. Noah Seckham reports.
The Choice survey found for an average basket of items, Aldi was the cheapest across the country at around $51. Meanwhile, the same basket of items cost an extra $15 at Coles or Woolworths and upwards of $100 at IGA stores in the Northern Territory. Assistant Minister for Competition, Charities and Treasury, Andrew Lee, says the report outlines improving competition in the supermarket sector.
Some of the work we're doing with states and territories around planning and zoning will help ensure that supermarkets face that direct price competition.
Noah Seckham, Canberra.
Hope Weather.
Cloudy, a very high chance of rain, winds southerly at 25 to 40 kilometres an hour, reaching up to 60 k's along the coast until this evening. There is a warning for large and powerful surf conditions. Right now it's 12 degrees in the city and in the west. Tomorrow, showers heading to tops of 18 degrees. Saturday, a possible shower and 21. Sunday, a slight chance of a shower and 23. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Sarah Wiedersehen.
Sydney's Hope 1032.
In Timor-Leste, three-quarters of the population struggle to access adequate health care due to their remote living conditions. Mission Aviation Fellowship is a Christian organisation that uses aircraft to bring essential services to these areas in Timor-Leste and 23 other countries. Last year, MAF flew 320 medevac flights in Timor-Leste, almost one life-saving flight every day. Join us in bringing hope to the people of Timor-Leste. Visit our website to donate today, maf.org.au/TL.
Station sponsor.
Live your best days ever. Endeavour Foundation in Sydney helps people with disability to live in homes they love with supports they need to build life skills and assist their employment journeys. Endeavour Foundation can help you do all the things you love so you can live your best days ever.
They support me to live my life my way so I can live my best days ever.
Find out how you can live your best days ever with station sponsor Endeavour Foundation at endeavour.com.au.
Hope 1032.
Sydney Traffic Scan.
Brought to you by station sponsor Bible League's Buddy Your Love for Bibles. God is love and His word is light. Just $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today.
Expect heavy delays on the M1 through Cowan. A car crash blocking off one lane southbound just past the Pacific Highway overpass. Prospect, a truck breakdown westbound blocking off one lane of the Great Western Highway at Flashcombe Road. Craig Silvey's best-selling novel Runt is in cinemas these school holidays with an all-star cast including Celeste Barber, Jai Courtney and Lily Latour. Runt in cinemas now. Station sponsor, I'm Brooke. That's the latest Sydney traffic on Hope 1032.
Hope 1032. Keep it on.
Good afternoon, Chris Jolly with you. And if you know me, you might know I'm not a health nut. Well, I mean, I'm half of that phrase. And I guess you could take a wild guess which half I am. Now, most of us probably think we have a pretty good idea of what a balanced diet looks like. But as it turns out, many of us may be wrong. I'll let you know in a moment. If you have any interesting diet suggestions, though, let me know on the text line 0448402020. This is Shepherd on Hope 1032.
I want to spend my money where the days are sunny and bright. I want to find some people who don't mind no sleeping, cause I'll be up tonight. I want to live and let love fly with the birds in the sky. And I know that you ain't disagree yet, so come on, I just want to be free yet. So let's not hesitate a moment longer. Open up your heart with me, let time. Wanna take a never-ending holiday, margaritas on the coastline, at a beach that feels so far away, but I'm really just a punchline, cause I already have an amazing view, always looking for a good time, but my best time is always with you.
I plant flowers in the city cause I want it looking pretty somehow. I'm gonna chase that feeling where I'm higher than the ceiling and my head's up in the clouds. I'm sick of high-rise living and bad vibes bringing it down. Yeah, and I know that you ain't disagreeing, so come on, take a chance to be free, yeah. I'm just looking for a good time. Wanna take a never-ending holiday. Margaritas on the coastline. At a beach that feels so far away, but I'm really just a punchline. I already have an amazing view. Always looking for a good time, but my best time is always with you. I just wanna have a good time, have a good time, have a good, good time. With you, with you. I just wanna have a good time, have a good time, have a good, good time. With you, with you. So let's not hesitate a moment longer. Open up your heart with me.
much love. Cause I already have an amazing you. Always looking for a good time. But my best time is always with you. I just wanna have a good time. Have a good time. Have a good, good time. With you. With you. I just wanna have a good time. Have a good time. Have a good, good time. Yeah, my best time is always with you.
Hope 103.2.
Uplifting you and infusing joy.
Even though I walk through the valley, sometimes it feels like a crawl through the valley. But I got a promise that I hold on tight to. I can't lose when I'm right beside you. Yeah, gotta know the plans you have for me. When my cup is overflowing, so while I'm in the in between, I'ma live my life knowing if I get down, you pick me up from the ground. You give me love and don't give out, giving no conditions. You lift me up and up again now. No matter who's around, I let my hallelujah get loud like a freight train, sunshine or rain. I lift you up and up again.
Ask me how I know you're gonna do it. Every time a blessing's coming to me, the devil tried to make me turn away. Cause even on my worst day, yeah,
if I get down, you pick me up from the ground. You give me love and don't give out, giving no conditions. You lift me up and up again now. No matter who's around, I let my hallelujah get loud like a freight train, sunshine or rain. For me, so while I'm in the in between, I'ma live my life knowing if I get down.
Colton Dixon on Hope 103.2. Now, most of us would probably say we know what a balanced diet looks like, but we just don't always follow it, right? Well, a lot of us may be wrong. Dr. Matthew Landry, Assistant Professor of Population Health and Disease Prevention over at the University of California, Irvine, said, "I don't love the term balanced diet, which can give people an outdated or oversimplified idea of what healthy eating looks like, because some people he's counseled as a dietitian think a balanced meal means balancing the good and the bad foods." That idea troubles him. It troubles me too, because I'm feeling a bit seen right there. Basically, what they're saying is we should be aiming for nutrient-rich foods all the time. He said, when deciding what to eat, ask, does this really have a lot of vitamins and minerals or does it not? Is that what you do? I think I try, but day-to-day stuff tends to change things a little bit. Let me know on the text line, 0448 40 2020. Simply read on Hope 103.2.
Right.
1032.
There's a fight between my heart and soul. When my pride tries to take control, it's hard to see what I was meant to be. And we are living in a world without a cause. And there's a need that seems impossible, but I can't hear, I hear you calling me to raise a banner of love.
Luminate Hope 103.2. Good afternoon. Taking a look at the text line, Jeff said he always aims for nutrient dense because it makes him feel better during the day. Nice work, Jeff. I wish I could do that. Stacey, I'm a bit more like you. Stacey in Manly thought bangers and mash was the epitome of a balanced diet. You have one meat and one veg. Stacey, I like your thinking. It's probably the wrong idea, but one of each does sound balanced to me as well. Keep the messages coming through.
Hope 103.2, with you in the hustle and bustle of life.
At Yahweh, you matter, we listen. It's your care, your way. We're your local NDIS service provider in Western Sydney. We're experts in maximising your NDIS plan, preventing wasted funding and getting more opportunities for quality support. We offer a vast range of services, including support coordination, plan management, complex care, travel and social access, cleaning services and more. Visit yahwehcare.com.au. At station sponsor Yahweh, you matter, we listen. It's your care, your way.
The end of an era.
After over 60 years selling quality Italian furniture, Brescia Furniture is closing its doors and saying goodbye. A once-in-a-lifetime sale. Everything must go. Leather and fabric lounges, dining suites, bedroom furniture and accessories, priced to clear. Your chance to buy unmistakable Italian luxury at the lowest prices. Come in store to Brescia Furniture closing sale now on 119 Cabramatta Road, Cabramatta.
Station sponsor.
Hope 103.2.
Aren't you something to admire? 'Cause you're shining something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and the glare makes me hard to find, just know that I'm always parallel on the other side. 'Cause with your hand in my hand, full of soul, I can take it to no place we couldn't go. Just put your hand on the past, I'll be trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong. I don't wanna lose you now. I'll make you right in the other half of me. The biggest thing that's been in my heart is a space and now you're home. Show me how to fight for now, and I'll tell you, baby, it was easy coming back into you once I figured. Cause it doesn't seem really as simple, and I can't help but stare, 'cause I see truth somewhere in your eyes. Ooh, I can't ever change without you. You reflect me, I love that about you. And if I could, I would look at us all the time. Just with your hand in my hand, in a pocket full of soap, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go. Put your head on the past, pull you through, you just gotta be strong. I don't wanna lose you now. I'm looking right at the other half of me. The biggest thing that's set in my heart is a space, and now you're home. Show me how to fight for now. And I tell you, baby, it was easy coming back into you once I figured it out.
103.2. We're right there with you.
When you open your eyes, can you see the things I see? It's a beautiful life, a bold and not told dreams. Would you believe me if I told you there is a promise here? We'll find you living your life with freedom to be free.
Anyway.
Alexander Pappas, Hope 103.2. Good afternoon, Chris Jolly with you. Rainy today, but look, clearing tomorrow and into the weekend, which is great news for sports fans in the NRL. It's the Storm taking on Roosters tomorrow night. And then Saturday, actually, it's a very Melbourne day at the MCG for the AFL Grand Final with no Melbourne team in the mix, actually. So I guess Storm are doing it for Melbourne this weekend and next weekend, maybe. It's the Sydney Swans and Brisbane Lions. Now, I'm more into my rugby league, and so this game for me feels a bit like a state of origin. So go the Swannies. Saturday night, back to the NRL with the Panthers and the Sharks. Exciting stuff if you're a fan of any of those teams. Who's going to win the AFL Grand Final this weekend? I'm going for the Swans there, but also the NRL Grand Final next week. Who's going to make it through, and then who's going to win? I feel very strongly it's going to be either Penrith or Melbourne. I'm thinking probably Penrith, but then again, what do I know?
Hey, it's Brendan and Danny Bell from Hope Recce. Did you know we have a podcast?
I know. Stop it. Stop it right now. For all the bits or mornings that you've missed.
The laugh out loud moments, the real life chats.
That's Hope Recce.
And you can subscribe and rate us with Apple Podcasts, Spotify,
or the Hope 103.2 app.
Oh, she does.
You're welcome.
Hope 103.2's Care Line is a listening ear when you need it most. When life is overwhelming, when times are tough, when you just need someone to talk to who will listen, care and pray with you. You're not alone. The Hope 103.2 Care Line is there for you. Call 722 75533 to confidentially speak with one of our trained Hope 103.2 Care Line volunteers. 722 75533. Or at hope1032.com.au.
Hi, Tim Gilbert here. New South lawyers solve problems. They minimise risk and seize opportunities. It's the New South way. That's why New South Lawyers is a national award-winning firm. Awards and reputation come from delivering results. From family law to building and construction disputes, your matters are complex. They demand experience and attention to detail. Let New South Lawyers handle the battle for you. Station sponsor, newsouthlawyers.com.au.
When you go solar with SolarHeart, you'll join the smart Aussies lowering their energy bills with every sunrise. And right now, you can save up to $1,000 on SolarHeart solar power systems, including our revolutionary new Silhouette bifacial panels with a SolarHeart 30-year Australian warranty. to save up to $1,000 today and reduce your energy bills for years to come. Get smart. Get Solar Heart. Terms and conditions apply.
Station sponsor.
Here's Carl Faze with the Daily Nudge.
People want to be happy, but that's hard to do. It seems the only way to be happy on a regular basis is to live life as an optimist, always looking on the bright side. But that's exactly the kind of deluded cheerfulness that positive psychologists wouldn't recommend. Author and Harvard professor Tal Ben-Shahar says, "Healthy optimism means being in touch with reality. It certainly doesn't mean being Pollyanna-ish and thinking everything is great and wonderful." What Ben-Shahar teaches in his book Perfect is that we need to learn to be what he calls optimalists. That is, we approach life with a positive attitude, but balanced with the knowledge that life is always full of difficulties and challenges. Knowing that God stands with you in life helps all of us to approach the good and the bad with a positive attitude, the approach of an optimalist.
Carl Faze for dailynudge.org.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
Shadows fall and the darkness of night descends. Never let
1032.
Out of the shadows, bound for the gallows, a dead man walking, so love came calling. Rise up,
rise up,
rise up,
rise up,
6 feet.
Dangle, Hope 103.2, taking a look at the notice board page of our website. Thanks to station sponsor Bible League's Buddy Euler for Bibles. God is love and his word is light. Just $15 gives you a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today. Now, if you're at a point where you're ready to delve deeper into your faith, you might want to look at more college. It's not just full-time study to prepare for Christian ministry. No, they also have part-time and online courses. And luckily, they're holding an open day. You do need to register. You still might be able to make the day sessions, but there is a night session from 5:15 today for a campus tour, dinner, and supper. We've got Hope News your way in just a moment.
Hope 103.2.
Hope Afternoons is brought to you by station sponsor Bible League's Buddy Euler for Bibles. God is love and his word is light. Just $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today.
Are you caring for someone living with dementia?
Hop in the shower.
I've already had one.
No, you haven't.
If you're caring for someone living with dementia, it can be hard seeing changes in their day-to-day behaviour. At Dementia Support Australia, our consultants are here to help anytime, day or night, anywhere in Australia. Call our free service on 1800 699 799 or visit dementia.com.au. Dementia can affect us all.
Hope 103.2.
Bust out the tank tops and flip-flops. Hope 103.2.
We go hide away in daylight. We go undercover, wait up the sun. Got a secret sight in plain sight. Where the streets are empty, that's where we run. Everyday people do everyday things, but I can't be one of them. I know you hear.
with Hope 103.2.
Your lipstick marks still on your coffee cup. Oh, yeah. Got a fist of pure emotion. Got a head of shattered dreams. Gotta leave it all behind now. Whatever I said, whatever I didn't mean it. I just want you back for good. Sing it, you'll be right and understood.
Want you back. Want you back.
I want you back for good. Unaware but underlined, I figured out the story.
No, no,
wasn't good.
No, no,
but in a corner of my mind, I celebrated glory.
Was not to be.
In the twist of separation, you excelled in being free. Can't you find a little room inside for me? Whatever I said, whatever I did, I didn't mean it. I just want you back for good.
Want you back. Want you back.
See, I want you back.
Take that on Hope 103.2. Download the Hope 103.2 app where you can get the latest blog posts and listen to your favourite Hope podcasts. You can even listen live. Download from the Google Play Store or Apple Store today. We've got the latest headlines with Hope News up next.
Spring's here. Bust out the tank tops and flip-flops. Hope 103.2. Hope 103.2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Wiedersane.
One of Australia's biggest energy retailers has been ordered to pay millions of dollars in penalties for misleading consumers about electricity prices. Jefferson Shaw reports.
Energy Australia has admitted it misrepresented the estimated annual price of its electricity for an average customer in 2022. That's when electricity prices were rising and many Australians were attempting to switch to cheaper plans. The federal court has ordered the company pay $14 million. It's one of the biggest penalties levied against a retailer over electricity prices. Consumer watchdog head Gina Cascott-Lebb says it's essential that electricity companies provide consumers with accurate information. Jefferson Shaw, Hope News.
Australia has joined its allies in calling for a ceasefire in Lebanon as the Middle East war threatens to escalate further. Some flights to and from Beirut Airport have been cancelled, and the federal government is urging people to leave while they still can. Foreign Minister Penny Wong has discussed the issue with her British counterpart on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly in New York. She says a broader war in the region would help no one.
Lebanon cannot become the next Gaza. I met with David Lammy, the UK Foreign Secretary, today, and we discussed our shared view that there is a need for a ceasefire in Lebanon.
Charges have been laid over a suspicious fire in Sydney's west. Katie Fuller reports.
Two cars and three shipping containers went up in flames at the Parramatta Leagues Club, the inferno spreading to a nearby garden. Firefighters managed to knock down the blaze, which has caused an estimated $200,000 worth of damage. Police declared the site a crime scene and have now searched a home at Clovelly in the city's east, taking a 38-year-old man into custody. He's been charged with six offences, including two counts of possessing drugs, intentionally causing a fire, being reckless as to its spread, and destroying property.
Sydney businessman John Ibrahim has been revealed as the target of an alleged assassination attempt in Sydney's east earlier this year. Two men have been charged with multiple offences following the alleged incident in